Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, I have a quick question for you. Do you think we'll be talking about tariffs 12 months from now?
Well, we might not be talking about tariffs, but we might be talking about the lasting impacts from the tariffs that come around, if they actually do. But we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 12 months. We've got a lot to talk about here. There's a move to self-driving cars that continues with Uber and Waymo now bringing a driverless taxi service to Austin, Texas, kind of in your face, Elon Musk. We'll tell you all about that. And speaking of Elon Musk, there are reports that Tesla is getting some blowback from the fact that Elon Musk is leading the cost-cutting efforts in the federal government. But we've got to ask, is that a real thing? Is there a Tesla takedown going on or not? We'll talk about that. Speaking of cost-cutting, Mercedes-Benz is now scaling back based on increased competition it's facing all around the world. And my alma mater, Motor Trend, has put together a list of the quickest cars, electric cars, it has tested. We'll talk about that a little bit. It's an amazing list of stuff. Chris, there's a ton to talk about, isn't there?
Yeah, it's been a very exciting week.
Very, very exciting. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same. I'm very excited about that. And, of course, we're also sponsored by Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. As you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, how you can save some money on your car. And Chris, what vehicle are you going to present to us this week?
I spent the week in the 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe Calligraphy. It's their range-topping model, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
I look forward to hearing your take on that vehicle. My test car this week is the 2025 Lexus ES350 in Black Line Edition trim. I had a chance to thoroughly test it, so we'll talk about that. This week, we have a terrific guest for you. Nick Kappa is a Ram product communication specialist, an expert on Ram trucks. I caught up with him at a recent auto show. So, Chris, we have a lot of show for everybody this week, don't we?
Yeah, there's a whole lot going on.
Right. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's, let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad with you, and it is news time on America on the Road. And heaven knows there's a ton of industry news this week. One of the hot stories I think is going on is that Waymo and Uber have teamed up to launch a driverless taxi service in Austin, Texas. They're significantly expanding their autonomous vehicle partnership. And so you can get a driverless Waymo taxi in Austin just by linking into Uber. Kind of cool, I think. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, it is kind of cool, assuming they can maintain safety and stay out of the news, right? I mean, we talked about now defunct GM Cruise, the issues it had. And unfortunately for autonomous cars, a small fender bender turns into a big story. So I think we'll have to see how things go. But it is interesting that they chose Austin, which is right in Tesla's backyard.
Yeah, kind of in your face to Elon. Typically, if you choose an Uber, you get the choice of getting an autonomous vehicle ride or a ride driven by a regular driver. I had a chance to talk to some Uber drivers recently, and they're quite fearful about the fact that the driverless cars are going to take over their business in 2 or 3 years, and they'll have no kind of a job at all. So I think interesting. Phoenix and LA also have Waymo and Uber, San Francisco as well. So Tesla is going to dive into this. I think Tesla is probably going to be in that Austin market pretty soon, right, Chris?
Yes. And one place they are not going to be anytime soon is Maine. I can tell you that we're not on the list of test markets. But yeah, I think Tesla's robotaxi will be out, what do they say, by 2026 or something like that. So yeah. It's going to be an incredibly crowded marketplace in a very short period of time, at least in those cities.
Interesting to see these. I was in Phoenix recently, and boy, there are Waymo driverless cars all over the place. And some of them drive more aggressively than I expected a driverless car to drive. And I found that interesting. There was a situation where we were in some kind of traffic backup, and just to get out of a driveway, the Waymo car had to kind of inch its way out. And I was surprised it was able to do that, you know, without a human at the wheel. I think that's progress in a way.
Yeah, I think a lot of these companies have humans sitting in the background watching these things happen on a computer and helping out. I know that Cruise did, and a couple of others have. So, but yeah, I mean, for me, I'm all for it. I just have this paranoid factor of when I'm not in control of a vehicle and something goes wrong, it's just, it worries me a lot more, even if I think the person, or in this case, computer, is in control. So it's probably a good thing it's not coming here anytime soon.
Yeah. My wife said, absolutely not. We're not going to get in one of those things yet. So I'm kind of curious to do it, but that's down the road. Well, here's a question about Tesla. There apparently is, or at least rumors of, a quote-unquote Tesla takedown movement that's supposedly going around the world, not just nationwide, which I find very amusing since what Elon Musk is doing only affects Americans, I think. But there was a protest in New York that resulted in 9 arrests at a Tesla store, and they had to close down the Tesla store. But so far, I haven't seen reports of other things going on. It's kind of interesting that this is apparently being organized by what they call Action Network. Action Network actually is kind of a all-purpose fundraiser for various causes that you can kind of, it's kind of a almost an app for left-wing causes. It's not really a movement in and of itself. I'm kind of interested about all of this stuff and the fact that there would be protests in London, Lisbon, and Reykjavik, Iceland about something that seems like an American issue.
Yeah, I think there were some murals or graffiti put on the German Gigafactory, which, you know, they've been protesting there on and off for various reasons for probably since the beginning. Look, I think you've been seeing, and I've been seeing these things in the news, Tesla sales dropping 30% in this market, 40, you know, double-digit percentage points here and there. I think the reality is that in a lot of markets, they're still ahead of where they were 3 or 4 years ago in terms of overall sales. And I think that, you know, the first quarter of the year, which during which all these actions that Elon has taken took place, doesn't end for another 3 weeks. So we have yet to see, you know, solid any solid evidence of what's actually happening here. That said, I think there are a lot of really pissed off people in the world, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, I think that's true, too. I mean, ending the electric vehicle mandate, which seems pretty clear, there's, you know, the administration is making that happen, it certainly has got to be a blow to Tesla. So I find that interesting that he is being called, you know, someone heavily connected to the industry. At the same time, his business is taking a big blow from the administration. But
yeah, I think you go down the conspiracy rabbit hole with any number of theories on Elon Musk's motivations here. But look, I think, you know, he's got a relationship with the board. They're fine with what he's doing, or at least privately or publicly, they're fine with what he's doing. So it's up to them to do something about it. If not, I guess shareholders will let people know how they feel.
Yeah, and certainly people can vote with their dollars about where they want to spend their money. Mercedes-Benz is cutting costs. I mean, they are confronted with a lot of competition around the world. I mean, the Chinese market also is kind of fading rapidly, and so that's just one more blow. But on the other hand, they're facing Chinese vehicles, particularly electric vehicles, in their own market, and that's kind of clobbering them. So they're trying to do a lot of cost cutting, certainly cost cutting, not unlike we're seeing in the federal government, I guess. They're getting some buyouts there. They're offering buyouts, and they are reducing planned salary increases. It's a tough time for a lot of car companies, right? And I think particularly those based in Europe.
Yeah, especially the premium brands, right? I mean, you look at what's coming out of China now, and this is a pretty recent development, right? Chinese cars have been around forever, but the steps forward in quality and technology that they've taken in the past 5 years is just mind-boggling. And Mercedes, who used to do pretty well in China and Asian countries with the S-Class, you know, the large executive sedans, they're seeing cars, you know, half the price with some of the same features, many of the same features, and they're made domestically there in China. So I think it's tough for them. And then in Europe, too, where you say the budget automakers are growing because, you know, people just don't want to spend the money that they're seeing on these price tags.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Europe probably institute some more protectionist kind of tariffs going forward. We'll see about that. They want to protect their industry, I imagine, just the way we might want to do that for ours. Let's talk about these quick electric vehicles, because I've got this mind-boggling list from Motor Trend, my alma mater from years and years ago, and I thought I'd just go down this real quickly with your comments on this. One of the things I would comment immediately is how many of these super quick vehicles are, you know, very large vehicles. You know, they're either SUVs or trucks or something like that, but let me go over this. They tested a Mercedes-Benz AMG EQE 4MATIC, an SUV with only, quote unquote, 400 horsepower. It does 0 to 60 in 3.1 seconds. The Hummer EV, 1,000 horsepower, 3 seconds, 0 to 60. 3 seconds for that behemoth. The Audi RS e-tron GT, a more manageable vehicle with 522 horsepower, 2.9 seconds. The Ioniq 5N, very approachable vehicle that has 641 horsepower and will go 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. I mean, well under 3 seconds. And then the Rivian RS Quad Max Ascend with over 1,000 horsepower, 2.6 seconds. You know, dive into this. This is kind of crazy stuff, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, people have been talking about, you know, making buyers get special licenses for supercars and hypercars for probably decades now. But the reality is those cars cost way too much for many people to afford. And most of the cars you listed there, many of them at least, are affordable by today's standards. So you're talking about putting supercar level acceleration in the hands of like just a guy driving his kids to school in the morning. So I think it's going to be interesting to see as we get more of these on the road where they go. But man, the acceleration is blistering in these cars, and you really feel it too. The electric motors do add that level of drama, even if you don't have the sound.
Yeah, let me identify the two fastest here. The 2024 Lucid Air Sapphire, 2.2 seconds with 1,200 horse, more than 1,200 horsepower. And the Model S Plaid is the fastest that Motor Trend has tested, 2.1 seconds, 0 to 60. I mean, these are fast to the point of almost being just dangerously fast, according to me anyway. I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what, you know, I was mentioning the special driver's license thing earlier as a joke. But I mean, to an untrained driver, right, they're just selling these to any Joe Schmo with a driver's license in the world. You know, there's some things that could go wrong there. I think we've seen some of this, you know, people trying to show off for social media and stuff. But going fast is fun.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we will have two very cool road test vehicles, including the Hyundai Santa Fe and the Lexus ES350. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Stay with us for that. We'll be right back right here. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nerad back with you. We're so glad you're with us. We do appreciate it. And it is road test time. We love road test time. We love driving other people's cars and then telling you about them. And Chris, you were driving a vehicle, one of my favorites recently, a vehicle that might end up in our driveway sometime. But tell me about your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I'm still going back and forth on the styling, and I'll get your opinion on that in just a moment. But I'm talking about the 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe, and I tested the top calligraphy model. Jack, Hyundai overhauled this vehicle in 2024 and gave it a completely new look, new interior, new tech. And the new styling is kind of somewhere between a Land Rover and maybe another upscale brand like a Lexus GX or something. What do you think about the change?
I like the styling, and it's interesting. My wife doesn't like it so much. She still likes the vehicle a lot, but the styling is, she thinks the other one was maybe more attractive. I think it was a little less in your face or a little less manly, quote unquote. I like what they've done with it.
I agree. I like it too. I don't know if I would call it manly. I think I would call it more modern, right? It looks a little bit more robotic or futuristic, if you want to call it that. But you can get into this vehicle for a little bit more than $35,000. That's for the base SE trim with front wheel drive. My fully loaded calligraphy model with all wheel drive and a couple of options came in at just under $50,000. So you got a pretty good range to play with here. You can get into it pretty cheap and you can spend a little bit more if you want to. All of them come with a turbocharged 2.5 liter four cylinder. You get 277 horsepower, 311 pound feet of torque. And as I mentioned, you either get front or all wheel drive. Jack, one of my favorite things about this powertrain is that it doesn't use a continuously variable transmission. It relies on an 8-speed dual clutch. And what you get out of that is a more responsive feeling powertrain. I won't say that it makes this vehicle feel quick or exciting, but it's got good power and the transmission shifts when you expect it to. And the shifts are quick too, right? Dual clutches are very, very quick. And there's none of the droning or whining that you kind of hear from vehicles with a continuously variable transmission. You also, what's that?
Well, I was just going to say they're quick, but not clunky, which you might expect out of a dual clutch transmission. Some of them are not all that user friendly for just around town, but I think this one is.
It is, and it doesn't have that, like you mentioned, the clunkiness off the line that you kind of sometimes get when you're going from first to second gear, from stop to first gear. But in any case, this vehicle can tow up to 4,500 pounds when properly equipped. My neighbor has one. He tows his small boat. He's been able to pull a trailer with a chicken coop on it. And so I think for a lot of people, that's plenty of towing. And besides, I think most people probably won't use it for towing, but it's nice to know that you have it. This vehicle has a very nice ride quality, Jack. I think I've talked about the plow-torn roads here until people are probably tired of hearing about it. But there's really not a situation on these roads here in Maine where there are lots of potholes, lots of cracks, where it felt unsettled. There is some cabin noise as you're going over the rougher roads, but I think by and large, it's a very smooth, very refined vehicle that most people will be very happy with. It comes standard with cloth upholstery. My test vehicle had leather, genuine leather upholstery. You get heated and ventilated front seats. There's also a third row seat, but Jack, I'll tell you, as a 6 foot tall adult, I had a lot of trouble getting back there and even more trouble getting out once I was back there. I thought I might be spending the night in the way back of a Hyundai Santa Fe, but I think for kids, it's just fine. You also get a 12.3-inch touchscreen here. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are standard, so Hyundai has overcome its inability to equip a wireless Android Auto and CarPlay with the larger touchscreen. My top trim also came with a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster, and it's configurable, so you can choose which information you want to see, and a 12-speaker Bose audio system. So I think, Jack, you know, we've talked at length about Hyundai's infotainment, but I want to get your opinion on it before I go any further.
I think they do a good job. I think it's very straightforward. It's easy to understand. It isn't really all that interesting, but I guess not interesting is really a good thing, mostly when you're driving and you need to get into something fast. I think it works quite well.
It does. It's not as flashy. You don't have a ton of animations and things like you do in other systems, but it's easy to use while you're driving, so it's not going to be super distracting while you're pecking around on the screen there. All Santa Fe's come with a decent number of standard safety features. You get like forward collision alerts, automatic emergency braking, and so on. And my calligraphy trim had a blind spot camera system, which I really enjoy. You see a view of the blind spot right in the gauge cluster, blind spot monitoring with rear cross traffic alerts, and a whole lot more, Jack. So I think if I were going to offer this vehicle, I would go for a mid-range trim, save $5,000 or $6,000, and still get most of the great features. But even at $48,000, $49,000, this vehicle feels like a decent value, and it's hard to beat the tech and the standard features here.
Yeah. Really nice vehicle. I liked it a lot, and it was my contender for Sport Utility of the Year, North American Sport Utility of the Year. So I'm right with you. Very cool vehicle. Well, I was driving. I'm really curious as to your reaction to this, Chris, because I know you're a Lexus and Toyota fan. This is the 2025 Lexus ES350. This vehicle has so many names, it's going to take me a while to go through them. It is in F Sport handling trim, but it is a Black Line Special Edition. And that ends our review for today. Now, there's more to it than that, but pretty lengthy stuff. I mean, just right off the top, Lexus ES350. What's your take?
I'm on board with the Lexus ES. A fancy Camry can never be a bad thing, I don't think. The Black Edition trim, I could leave it. We talked about this before the show. I'm not into the special appearance editions, but a lot of people are, apparently.
Yeah, I was trying to lay off the C word, at least for the first few paragraphs. But, it's hard not to mention Camry. And what really came to mind as I'm driving this is how good a car the Camry is. Because this is a really good car. This is a terrific car. And, of course, it's based on the Camry. There's a lot of commonality there. And Lexus has done, I think, a very good job of luxurizing. That's not a real word, I don't think. But the Camry into the ES350. This is one of those vehicles that still has a V6 engine, a rarer and rarer species out there. 302 horsepower, normally aspirated V6 engine. And I got to admit, I like that a lot. I like the simplicity of it. I like the power of it. I like the fact that it is pretty torquey. It's paired with an 8-speed automatic transmission, a very conventional transmission that works well. It's front-wheel drive. 0 to 60 comes in 6.1 seconds, so it's not slow. I wouldn't say that's super fast, but, I think it's quick enough, maybe quicker than I expected the F-Sport package to be, because this has been largely a appearance package up till now, maybe some different suspension dampers and things like that, but not a ton to it. Pretty good fuel economy for a normally aspirated V6, 22 miles per gallon on the, or 32 miles per gallon on the highway, 22 miles per gallon around town. So I think that's pretty good. You can also get, if you want more frugality, you can get a hybrid version of this with that delivers 44 miles per gallon. 43 in the city and 44 on the highway, so very good. I, kind of prefer the V6. I like what's going on here. This has a bunch of sporty features based on the F-Sport package. It has a different front bumper, different grille surround. It has a rear spoiler, 19-inch alloy wheels. So that's good. Then it has this Black Line Special Edition package. You've already signaled the fact that you're not all that on board with that. I will detail what's in it. A black rear lip spoiler, a black lower rocker panel, black side view mirrors. I should not say black over and over again because most of the stuff is black. It has F-Sport puddle lamps. I like puddle lamps, actually. So this, we're adding luxury features to this. This isn't making the vehicle any faster or more fun to drive. Your quick reaction to all that stuff.
I agree with liking the naturally aspirated V6. It feels familiar. It feels like, Lexus used to feel. And it's plenty quick and it gets decent fuel economy. So I think that's a great thing. And to your point, there's enough different about this vehicle to the Camry that it's worth the upgrade. And Lexus does a good job differentiating the two cars, even though they might share some parts underneath.
Yeah, there's a lot that they add to it, like a head-up display. This vehicle had a head-up display. A power rear sunshade. Oh, that seems like a luxury feature. It has smart access card key, so it's easy to get into and out of. It kind of opens itself, unlocks itself just as you get near it. Proximity stuff. The 12.3-inch touchscreen works quite well. They have brought in a much better system than before. It has cloud navigation, an intelligent assistant that will help you if you say, hey, Lexus, or something like that. It'll help you with destinations in a 3-year trial. So a lot of comfort and convenience stuff. It has a panoramic view monitor, so it's fairly easy to park. That's helpful. I use that all the time. Do you use backup camera and those view monitors when you're backing up, Chris?
I do use them, but I don't rely on them alone.
Yes, well, that's probably wise. My wife is always amazed that I'm just more relying on the rearview camera than I am looking around to the back, but that's because she drives a 25-year-old car that doesn't have that stuff, so there you go. The seats are trimmed in a new luxe, which is a synthetic leather. They are heated and ventilated up front. There's a driver's seat memory function, so you're going to like that. A heated leather steering wheel. I'm a big fan of the heated steering wheel. I bet you, living in Maine, are also a fan of that thing.
Yes, can't live without it.
Yeah, very, very good stuff. A lot of room in the trunk. This is a front drive vehicle, so it has a very roomy trunk, 17 cubic feet of trunk space. One of the interesting things, though, is the rear seats don't fold down. In a lot of vehicles, a lot of sedans these days, those rear seats fold out of the way and you can get longer stuff in there. I think that's a bit of a shortfall, and I'm not sure why that is. But most of the time, the interior is very comfortable, convenient, quiet. I mean, this is an absolutely silent kind of vehicle.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about Lexus sedans. They almost glide. I mean, you can still hear the engine sometimes, but definitely a very refined car, and they've had plenty of time to do that, right? It's been on sale for decades now, so absolutely a worthy car to check out.
Right, a lot of good safety equipment from the Lexus Safety System 2.5 Plus, so that's good. And the MSRP, base price for this vehicle, about $48,000. As tested, it was close to $55,000. I think it's a good value at that kind of price. And again, it kind of shows us how good a Camry is, right?
I agree.
And when we come back, we will have a terrific guest for you. Nick Kappa is a Ram product communication specialist and an expert on Ram trucks. I caught up with him at a recent Chicago Auto Show. I think you'll enjoy the conversation we have with him. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's while supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted in pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nierad back with you. We're at the Chicago Auto Show with an old friend. Nick Kappa is with Ram Communications. I've known Nick for way too long.
At least 20 years. Two
yeah.
decades.
Yeah,
There's not that many people I can say that about.
A long, long time.
We actually have our matching bracelets on.
Yeah, it's true enough. Yeah,
celebrate our relationship.
Yeah. We're doing that. You got a lot to talk about at Ram. Ram, of course, very, very important to your overall corporation, what's going on in the United States, some rearrangement here, some thoughts about, you know, even more competitive pricing, but we can dive into that. But just tell us from a 35,000 foot level where Ram is today.
You know, there's really three pillars that we're working from right now. One of them is the sport truck angle. And that is because the fastest growing subsegment, and that means within the trucks and pickups and work trucks, the fastest growing segment within that is sport trucks. So think of off-road bias rigs. So we have the new Warlock Ram 1500. We have the Rebel Ram 1500. We have the new RHO, which is a high performance off-road truck with 540 horsepower. And it allows you to just basically run over parking curbs all day without slowing down. It's an intense vehicle on that side. And that's on the half ton side, or the Ram 1500. We also have players in the heavy duty piece too. And that would be the Rebel HD. And of course, the most off-road capable pickup you could buy, the Power Wagon.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, maybe somebody from the outside is going, well, why do they have all these different off-road vehicles? But really, you're hitting price points, you're hitting special kind of needs from each individual. It really makes sense to have that variation, doesn't it?
I mean, if you think about it, if most people are going to modify their truck anyway. So what if we could do the modifications for them, give them the lift kit, give them the bigger tires, 35s, and then back it by a Ram warranty as well. So that's the first pillar. The second pillar is the Ram professional angle. So we're gonna push that angle a little bit harder. So we're doing some things with the commercial customers that are gonna help them keep those trucks on the road. And as you probably know, the commercial truck sides, man, they have some pretty astronomical duty cycles. They run at full capacity all the time, and those trucks gotta work. They can't. So if they have any kinds of issues or something with it, they have to get fixed faster. They have to have something that's going to
place. And cost to own is really critical there, right?
And I mean, that is serviceability and everything
analyzed
else.
Analyzed and all of that.
So the Ram professional angle, and we just launched a new chassis cabs along with the new HDs for 25 mile year. It's very important too. We also have a van, the ProMaster van, just launched the EV variant of that, which leads me to the next pillar, and that is a strategy with a pick your powertrain, kind of a freedom of choice powertrain angle. So we're going to do a lot more of that too. We have a multi-energy platform for the Ram 1500 and the Ram Chargers coming in the second half of this year. That's a great innovative solution with a series hybrid technology that people are going to love. 690 miles of range in a pickup truck.
Yeah.
4x4.
We're going to dive into that, but I want to talk about heavy duty trucks first. You got something new there, fairly recently introduced. Tell us all about that.
I'm actually resting my elbow on it right
now. Your left elbow.
This is the 2025 Ram Heavy Duty. This is the 3500 variant. And you notice that the grills on these things are just monstrous. They're so big. And the reason for that is because you have to have a giant radiator behind you to cool the beast that's under the hood.
Right.
And we all know what Rams have always had for powertrain and the heavy duty. That's a venerable Cummins engine. So we have a more powerful engine for this year, for 2025. And we actually use that same engine now in both the 2500 three-quarter ton and the 3500. So the 2500 really benefits from that.
Yeah.
We also created some fuel efficiency features. So you get the same amount of towing capacity, but we're able to use a lower gear ratio in the back for more fuel efficiency. So that really helps a lot too.
These engines are torque monsters, aren't they?
1,075.
So
you need that radiator to cool. So if you think about 1,075 pound-feet of torque, that's like saying a million light years. What's that really mean?
Right.
So it's close to 10 times what you get in a normal passenger car. So this truck has almost 10 times more torque pulling power than a passenger car would have. And it has to have that to be able to tow 30,000 pounds, which, by the way, is another astronomical number.
Right.
It's like five African elephants.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? And most heavy-duty trucks, I think, most owners of them tow, don't they? Yep. I mean, it's really critical that the towing capacity be high.
The heavy-duty segment is not a place where you can just say, well, you know, what's going to cross-shop? A passenger car? Nope. Mm-hmm. How about an SUV? Nope. You have to have a tool like this to be able to do this because you have a certain task. Whether you want to haul 3,000 pounds in the bed or you want to tow a trailer that's 36,000 pounds, you need this kind of tool. They don't. People who buy heavy-duty trucks know exactly what they're getting and why.
Right, right. And they're paying a lot of money. They want kind of luxury features. They're paying a luxury price. They want the creature comforts too, don't they?
Well, it's really funny you say that because if you think about the base model Ram Heavy Duty, all the way up to the top trimmed out Limited, with a Cummins engine, crew cab 4x4, dually 3,500, the cost is almost double that of the original vehicle. So. Yeah. There's this huge spread in need and demand, and you have to have that in pickup trucks. You have to have that freedom of choice. People are very specific of what they're looking for. I've got a cousin. He owns an excavation company, and he's got a Limited, and he beats the heck out of it. It is always muddy, and I just always send pictures to the designers who cry because they spend so much time making the interior beautiful.
Pretty,
but he uses that truck
and
every bit of it.
Yeah. What do you? What about the heavy-duty trucks do you think is the big breakthrough this time around? What are some of the new features that you think are really good?
You know, you got to maintain the capability. That's number one. It's our job not to mess it up, and we do that really well. So what you can do then is start looking at some of the features and creature features that people are asking for in our research. And one of them's better efficiency. And we did that this year with the truck. The other thing is they want a nicer ride, better quality. Now, if you've got 2,000, 3,000 pounds sitting on the back of the truck, it's nice. But what about when it's empty?
Yeah.
So
and a lot of them are empty a lot of the time, right? The personal use time.
Right. Yeah. If they come in a situation where they're running a heavy duty truck and they're running empty, they want a nicer ride. So what we did is we integrated a link coil rear suspension system on the trucks on the 2500. Now that's unique in the industry. Mm. We did that so it really helps the ride. The other thing we did is integrated an airbag option. So not only does it improve the ride on both trucks, because it's available also on the 3500, but if you put a big load on the back, it self-levels.
Yeah.
So your headlights aren't staring at the sky.
Right, right. And these vehicles work hard, but they also play hard, don't they?
Yeah, they do. The heavy-duty trucks are definitely in that area that plays on Saturday night and pays for Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about Ram Charger. I mean, I'm looking over your shoulder and you have a chassis here for Ram Charger. You know, much anticipated vehicle out there. Give our audience the high hard ones on that.
So the challenge is to come up with an electrification solution that meets a pickup owner's needs. And sometimes if you plug in on Sunday night, let's take it through a situation. You plug in on Sunday night, and then you start running your rig the way you need it to. Whether you're hauling or towing or moving the family around, whatever you're doing, the Ram Charger Tech has about 150 miles of pure EV range from a very large battery in there. So most people drive about 25, 30 miles a day. So that means you can get through whatever amount of days before you're going to need to plug back in. But what happens, you just don't get around to it.
Yeah,
come
stuff
home tired,
happens, doesn't
don't
it?
Don't feel like doing it, you know, whatever. Maybe you had your buddy borrowed your rig and drove a lot more miles on EV. That's where the Ram Charger's tech is very different from what people are used to with electric vehicles because it has an onboard generator that's very powerful. In fact, it's powerful enough for you to have what we call a range extender. So what'll happen is your buddy calls you up on Thursday, you're out of electric range in the truck, you haven't plugged in, no big deal. An engine comes on and provides electricity to run the vehicle.
Well, and tell us about that engine because it's kind of interesting what that engine is.
We attach a V6. A V6 that we've used for years has great durability and reliability.
It's powered a lot of trucks and a lot of Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram vehicles through time.
And rather than powering the wheels with it, there is no mechanical connection between that V6 and the wheels. It just goes to a generator that makes electricity to power the truck. Now, the truck has 636 horsepower. It has a 14,000-pound tow rating. Mm-hmm. So for a half-ton truck in the Ram 1500, that's more than enough for most people are going to use. So that's really the right technology for the right product and be able to make that little baby step towards greater electrification in the future. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that arriving.
Really interesting technology, right? It's kind of like a diesel locomotive in a way, right?
Or heavy equipment operates. You're exactly right, Jack. That's exactly how they operate. And Ram's the first one to come out with that. We've announced it, and we... I'm hoping that I'm going to get myself in one to drive for a little while, but it's going to be available for customers in the second half of this year. So you don't have to wait too long for that.
Right. Well, we're in an era of flux in terms of regulations, perhaps. How is that going to fit in? How does that fit into what's going on, what might be going on? I know there's a lot of speculation that we're going to see changes in fuel economy regulations, changes in potential subsidies for electrical vehicles, for example. What's your take?
You and I both know after all these years, it's all about the product. Yeah. It's all about demand. What do the customers want? So it's up to us to be able to find some technologies that fit those parameters and still work with everything we need to do. So that's the important thing. That's where we feel Ram Charger really plays. We'll still offer an electric pickup, and that'll be available in 2026 with about 350 miles of range. Uh-huh. But the Ram Charger, in the meantime, is a great way to get people interested in the idea of more.
I'm wondering, a lot of people talk about hybrids, and this isn't precisely a hybrid, but a vehicle like this with a range extender, as a stepping stone to electric vehicles. But I'm wondering if that's the destination. It's not a stepping stone. It is where we should be, a kind of a sensible solution.
If the day comes where we can get battery tech down to a better cost, then I'm sure that we could do more with that. Especially with weight and cost, those pieces have to get worked out. But in the meantime, you're exactly right. This is actually something that I think the people will be like, all right, this isn't anything different than what I've had before. I can still fill up the fuel station. Nothing's limited me if I forget to plug in. Right. And the best part of it is you're going to get 690 miles of range out of it, which, I mean, is kind of unheard of in a 4x4 full-size pickup.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What excites you about 2025? This should be a fascinating year, right?
Oh, man, so... I'm really interested in what we're going to be doing for future product. We just launched the 2025 Ram Heavy Duty. Last year we did the new Ram 1500. So we definitely we're getting into our stride right now. So the new Heavy Duties are going to arrive before the end of this quarter. So, that's going to help. And we've got a lot that's going to happen between March and December too. There's a lot of new products that are going to be very exciting for the customers on the truck side, I think. And then, of course, the Ram Charger comes too. So I'm looking forward to launching that.
I can't wait to see them all. Drive them all and test them all and talk about them all.
Yeah, I started work for the company a long time ago with advanced technology on mind. So having the Ram Charger and what we're doing there, it's an innovative solution going forward. I'm really excited about that. So yeah, that along with the sport truck piece and what we're doing for Ram Professional.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
Exciting times. Yeah. Very cool. Well, Nick Kappa, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. Anytime.
A pleasure. And that was Nick Kappa of Ram Trucks. Our thanks to Nick for being with us. I always enjoy talking to Nick. And Chris, what's your reaction to what's going on at Ram? Do you think full-size pickup truck buyers will accept six-cylinder engines going forward?
Well, I think for Ram, they kind of have to, right? I mean, they've thrown all their eggs into that basket now. And, we've heard rumors that future Ram CEO might bring back a V8 engine, or future Stellantis CEO might bring back the V8 engines, but we haven't seen that yet, and it could be a little bit of time before they do. So I will say that they have quite a bit of hopes pinned to this. That said, it's a pretty good engine, Jack. I've driven one. I haven't driven the new RHO, but the inline six is plenty powerful for me.
Yeah, it's got plenty of power. I think it's a really good engine. It's interesting that it is a turbocharged engine, and I'm not sure about that going forward. We'll have to see about longevity on that. But a lot to like about it. At the same time, there's so many traditionalists in the full-size pickup truck segment that just want a big V8 engine, and they're not going to see any kind of substitute for that.
Well, and the two competing American trucks, the Chevy Silverado 1500 and the Ford F-150, both offer a V8 option. So it kind of leaves Ram out in the cold. I mean, you have to get a V6 if you're going to get a Toyota, but the others still offer V8s.
Absolutely true. Well, when we come back, we'll have a listener question. So it'll be listener question time on America on the Road. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Coach Chris Teague. It's Jackie Redd with you, and it is listener question time, our final segment of the day. I always get nostalgic when this happens because I love talking with Chris about cars, but we love to get your questions and comments. Send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And Chris, here's a question for you. This is from Tommy in Provo, Utah. And it's a good question, I think. What's the best classic car to restore on a budget?
Well, I'm not a huge classic car guy. I blow all my money on all-wheel drive hatchbacks. But I think that, you know, from my standpoint, the best classic cars to restore on a budget would be ones that are pretty common that you could get parts for. So we're talking like Ford Mustang, Chevy Camaro, Chevy Corvette is a very good one too, right? If you look at like the fourth, fifth generation Chevrolet Corvettes, although we're now talking about vehicles into the 80s and 90s, which might not be classics for some people, but it, you know, it's going to make me feel a little older than I am. Yeah, I would think that the more common the vehicle, the easier it is to restore and find parts on the cheap. I also think something like a Volkswagen Beetle, if that's up your alley, would be an easy way to do. I mean, they've made millions of those cars. So yeah, that would be my answer to this.
I think that is a great answer, Chris. I was going to say Ford Mustang. There's so many of them out there, so many years, so many parts cars, so many parts. I think that just is an easy one to restore and at the same time, a very cool vehicle. That essentially wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available out there. It's on Amazon. As a special bonus, you can get a copy of Ted West's closing speed racing novel if you order my book now, so look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast, right, Chris?
That's absolutely right. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the rest. Like us, leave us a review, download our show. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We'd love to be with you, and we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so if you want to subscribe to that, you can see what we look like, and more to the point, see the cars we're driving. That's probably much more interesting than seeing Jack R. Nered, that's for certain. Our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices out there, so the fact that you are listening to America on the Road honors us. We appreciate that, and we hope you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.